Well, probably because this is
my free stuff. I got to use Matt's stuff because she, I know she ain't gonna know how to.
Who?
I put Matt down for her.
Maybe she can kick me her 30.
But I don't know if you can use it from another number or what.
You had about your phone number down too?
Yeah, you had to punch in the phone number and all that good stuff. But, either way it go, though.
I called Bob Blue and told him I was mad at him.
For what?
Because he didn't call me yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
He
sitting
up there talking about, I forget. You forget? I said, well, how come you didn't call me today? I was thinking about football. I said, so football is more important than me. He said, no. See, no.
Yeah. He was thinking about football. Please.
I said, I just
called. He said, you can't function all day. The only thing you think about is football.
I said, well, I just called to tell you, make sure that you know that I was upset with you. He was like, don't be mad at me. Because I forget. It's my mistake.
Is that what I was going to say? You watched the game?
Yeah, I told them my Bulls were going to win. I kept on trying to tell them.
I got a little worried for them about a minute. I didn't win the big $20, ain't that something?
What $20?
I told you about we pulled a name, pulled a number.
Hey, where?
At the school. Pull a number and then, if you pull the number 0 to 9, and if you what like the score was 27 to 17,
yeah.
So whoever pulled a 4 won.
Four.
Cause 7 to 7 is 14.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, so whoever pulled a 4-1, I don't know who pulled that four.
I kept on telling them my Bulls was gonna win.
Yeah.
I'd have pulled out my little cowboy blanket.
Oh goodness. Bitch, yeah. She was gonna put on her cowboy coat.
Yeah, me didn't tell me she better wear that coat proud tomorrow.
She said she been on. Yeah, she said okay. She said she went on the list to watch the game and come out. What's the score? Now, how you gonna
watch say? The game?
I'm finna go over the list to watch the game. And then when you finally come back home, what's the score?
So you know what she?
Yeah, no, you ain't. You might have been on the list, but you ain't been watching no game.
You ain't been watching no game, been over there fooling around.
It doesn't do it. Oh, excuse me. Oh, that's a good stretch, girl.
Mama, I fixed my TV. My VCR.
What'd you go wrong with?
Man, I had to move. You know, the thing been set on TV for so long.
On what?
TV. Where it just go to 13 and one sudden I just punched the move the button back there.
Oh.
So now
really?
You can get you some moves. I'm going to have to go get you some tapes.
Wonder what they're doing on that for. What,
on TV?
Because
you know we ain't never had no tape. I ain't never had no reading the movie.
Oh, that's right. Cause when it was hooked up to this one, I never did even try it or nothing. Oh, what good, child. Tape me some of them movies.
I'm going to tape you some. I started to tape you the Amy Fisher story, but that didn't look all that.
Amy Fisher. They came on here, didn't they?
Yeah, and they were doing like when she had something about the dude that was fixing her car or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember that now.
That one that had about 20 different stories there.
Yeah.
But Amy Fish, that's the one that shot that woman.
Yeah, she shot her.
Because look at that, you know, when they had that out, Channel 3 had a story, Channel 13 had a story, Channel 5 had a story.
Everybody had something they wanted to say.
Maybe like this is the real story. The other stuff wasn't the truth. You watch them commercials, girl.
What?
In between the football.
Yeah, Slash. He was there. Yeah, I saw one of them when they had punched in his name, and he was Slash quarterback, Slash wide receiver, Slash punter. I said, now look, ain't nobody. I said, I believe in folks being talented, but goodness.
I miss that, because I missed a bunch of them, but the first one they showed was that Pepsi, where this man, he worked for Coca-Cola, and he was going to sneak and give a Pepsi, and the whole thing fell out through that. He was putting them up in the the refrigerator in the store.
Uh huh.
And he was stacking the Cokes, you know, and he was on his side stacking the Coke. And the Pepsi, you know how they be in the next refrigerator and stuff. And he was gonna sneak, and get him a Pepsi.
Mm.
He opened that door and took one of them, and the whole can, the whole roll, everything came.
It sounded like that Burger King commercial that they got. You know, some kind of, actually it's a Big Mac with Dr. Miller bun.
Yeah.
They got that commercial, and so with McDonald's folks on their break, they go over there and they sit down and they eat.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the commercial, they say, well, we'll go back to work. And then they put their McDonald's hats on and go and say, well, it ain't going to be too busy. So I said, no,
I saw that, but I missed it.
You missed it?
You know, I missed whatever they was talking about again. I caught on the end, and I was wondering what was happening with it.
A Burger King commercial. Now, McDonald's going to get them for that.
No. And when that fish was made like he was asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys came in and said, you know, he's dead. And then, Junior, cut that off. Hold on a minute. Rinse that tub out. Go in there and get in the tub. I don't want to see you no more unless you've been in the tub. And the fish would play like he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
He just come up to the top and float. You going to get in the tub tonight, not tomorrow night. He come up to the top and float and play like he was dead. And when they hold the Pepsi can over, he jump up right quick and get a glove of Pepsi.
Good.
And the daddy came in there with a Pepsi. He was trying to make like the fish was trying to make like he was dead. And the daddy said, "Oh," and took him and flushed him down and come on.
Play no more.
He didn't know he played dead. Flushed him down and come on. Then they showed him out in the river.
So, oh, little fishy. Did you go to Walmart?
What have I been going for?
And see that they had some of the things I was talking about. For Chad Monty.
Oh, I went, but I ain't seen nothing like that. What you tell me to look for now?
They come in, they have a little balloon, like, sticking out of it. It'd be like some candy or something.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I saw something at Foodway. Like maybe it was like a good glass.
Yeah.
Glass, but a little plastic container.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
What,
Because I looked at some Valentine's stuff they had out and stuff.
I sure hope I can get there before y'all leave. Y'all ain't gonna leave like, 2:30?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave at 2:30.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave from there at 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, man. What? Put it in the thing. Put it in there. Yeah. And, so what now if you leave at what time?
If we can leave, I'm down here no later than 11:30. I'll get there about 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get up. Because I wanted to get a little balloon or something.
Oh, yeah. It'll be sweet. So, Kelsey, get down there by 11, 12, when y'all make it. Because we ain't going to leave till after school today. We might probably be going to do like we did last time. When everybody else is getting on their bus, we'll probably be getting on
the
bus to go.
I sure hope I can make it, because I was thinking about that. And I said, if he come on down here and be down here by 11, we leave out no later than 11:30, we get all my stuff down there no less than 11:30.
What?
Oh, goodness.
He makes me so sick.
I was like, what is it?
Me too. I was like, what is it? They going to keep on acting crazy so until when they do mean something, they going to move it. House be on fire, I'll be like,
Mom, I'll be like, Mom, the house burned up,
Waiting for something to happen. So about being so loud. Talked to Matt this morning, she was saying, because I was trying to figure out when I can get my hair fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So when's
that one
going
to get her hair
fixed? Tanya gave a touch up yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But then I might have to see if Tanya can get up again.
Thursday.
Maybe Thursday night.
Yeah.
And, make it fresh. stuff. She got a lot of jail on. I really don't care for all that jail.
Especially when she gonna be doing all that old stuff.
Huh.
The dancing and stuff. It's a light jail you can use. It's
but
like
is this, but
light
the jail
blue.
Is good to use since she's gonna be hip hopping.
Well, not really because it's
cause
right.
Then, cause like
gonna be sweating and itching and stuff.
And if it comes loose, you know, down, then I'm gonna have to try to comb it myself. And then that jail, you can't comb. So I think I'm gonna let her wash down and not put no gel in it.
And just have for the curly.
Just put it in one place. So I'm just gonna have to wash. But at least she ain't got it. Got
she can have some down in the back.
No.
Just one
plant. But if I see if it's where I can comb it, and I see where it don't stick, all of it stick together, I can just flip a little bit down in the back to use the hang.
Yeah. But make sure you take some lotion, lotion.
Yeah.
Because if then, you know, then
if all, if all else
slap a little some.
Especially the day that they have performed, all this feel like pack
slap,
that on and
slap a little jet, slap a little lotion, and you know, lotion ain't gonna show up.
Yeah.
And if she sweats, she just sweats, just make her hair dirty, not hard to comb.
Yeah, that's the thing about that jail, you know, you can't. And when you on the go like that, it's just. I want
so I think. Well, for Tavana, I think you just need to get that jail washed out.
Yeah. I think so too. That's why I said probably Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Or Thursday when she get out of school. I got to call Tanya and see. Because she did did a good job on.
Has she probably went took a test yet?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
I don't know.
They may, she may have because I know they were talking about. They were talking about Tammy had to go. So I don't know if she went or not.
Tanya was telling me that Tammy had to make up some more hours or something.
Really?
Yeah, she told me because she said Tammy wasn't doing that.
I don't know how they expect to do something and not do nothing.
Yeah, she said. They said, well, everybody up there trying to fix her and stuff. The Tammy be,
Well, then watch and see what everybody else on there.
And everybody else be trying, you know, fixing all those folks here. Because Tanya said one girl had got mad at her because, you know, she said if you fix somebody's hair, then that person that you fix your hair. So.
Yeah.
And Tamba didn't fix the girl's hair, Tamba didn't do nothing.
Tamba,
it's
all about too much in there. I be wondering, what in the world would be on them children, man, that don't, you know. You ain't worried about nothing. You just,
worried about falling behind with you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, look.
Yeah.
You got a child. You need to look, man. So.
Yeah, you just happy go lucky. A lucky go happy one. Maybe she'll do something. But I know she was going, these were talking about she needs one of them lab jackets to go. And she went and got one of them. I think for Christmas or right after Christmas or something.
Where you find your jacket at, anyway?
It is a place in the Mall of Memphis.
Uniform place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I couldn't remember whether it was in which place it was in. And it's not up under the uniform thing. It's up under
something
else where I found it.
Oh.
So I got me a jacket in there. And another dress. Yeah, I'm going to chat Sunday. I got to try to leave my money here.
Yeah. You know Phil's going to have to do something because he done missed out around.
Yeah, I told you what he did, though.
Well, I hope I get it. I hope I get it because he done missed out.
First Sunday, nobody didn't go to church because the weather was bad.
Uh-huh.
Third Sunday, he did us up like that, so maybe this first Sunday he's going to...
He done missed out on
the whole month.
it's
they finished with that other part, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, goodness.
I hadn't been back there to look at it.
So I was going
to
go back there and look, because, when I pulled, last time I pulled up, they had bricks and stuff laying down. And I was like, who church is this?
Yeah, they wasn't quite, I guess they wasn't quite finished with it, but they were, you know how they be on the last little bit to go. Because they done tore that wall back behind the choir stand.
Mm-hmm.
they done tore that out.
Ooh.
Fix that, you know, because that's how you get to the pool, I guess.
We got a pool back there. Oh, yeah, they were talking about putting a pool in. You know, Philip was talking about next year nothing happens.
Yeah.
I want a pool inside.
Well, he got a pool inside.
No, it ain't nothing but a word.
Nothing but
them
dick
couldn't be trying to get it.
So they got that, and I don't know what else back there. I guess the kitchen back there somewhere. I think the Urshel got a room back there somewhere. Supposed to have.
No, they ain't got y'all a room for y'all self, dude.
So I don't know. Probably a closet, shoot.
Well, better than what y'all got, man.
Is that keep your towels here?
Hey, better than what y'all got, man.
So that's probably about all it is. Just a little room. I think by the time they thought about the urges, they was
halfway through.
Uh-huh. And they said, oh, we should have put them up some. And I guess I'm assuming at one time they said some bathroom may be back there.
Yeah, because, you know, one son, the Paul, was talking about some handicap.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it may be.
And they wind out the choir stand a little bit. I guess you can tell where they moved it, You got more room to come down, you know, where the steps were.
Uh-huh.
They moved them over. Now, you know, when you go out the part where the kitchen was, the choir stand is right there next to the door where it used to be a little place there where they used to put that stand.
Uh-huh.
The stand used to stand there. Now ain't no room there. It's just the choir stand is right next to the door when you come
in.
So they wind it out. Cause I guess it's...
We're
going to
have a church.
I guess it's why I was complaining about it being... I guess you couldn't move around there, I guess, or something.
Now, please, move around. Well, how many folks be there?
Thank you.
They just do this stuff like choir day. That's about it.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, you know, Gene probably said, on choir day we need none.
Mm-hmm.
But them your folks, them your church folks.
Yeah, them church women are good. Mm-hmm. Hard as folks to get along with them church women.
Be, yeah. How be going along with her thing? Check her mom and said, please cook me some pinto beans when I come home.
Pinto beans?
Yeah. Mm. Go on, hook me up something for you, Lee.
Gotcha.
You know I was just talking. To her, I said, nah, she said she's going to cook her own pinto beans. I was just talking. When I got her money. You want my mom to have no house when she come back home, do
you? I tell you. Not with you cooking.
Must say, I tell you, not with me cooking.
I got to clean up that, when you do be here and you be cooking, be careful how you cut them eyes up, because that fan up over that heater,
mm-hmm.
Looks like there's a lot of grease up in there, and I don't know what I can get to clean that grease out of there.
Well, I told you going to cook with me and Kelsey. Kelsey's gonna cook. Don't act like Kelsey can't cook that much.
Yeah, but what that Kelsey, some Kelsey cooked and we ate, what was it?
That grilled cheese and ham.
Oh,
whatever
sure
we had. That thing was good.
Food be cooked for. Food. Nobody cooking here. We just did cook tonight.
I cooked me some chicken wings. Well, hand me some drumettes.
I opened the door for Miss Daddy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had to come over to the school to do some stuff, and I opened the door for her. And she brought, I opened the door yesterday for her, and opened the door today for her, too. And she said she stopped by Hardy, and she was buying her something. So she was going to buy me some breakfast.
Aww.
And it was past breakfast time, so she bought us some chicken and biscuits.
Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah, that was sweet. You know, that was what we ate for dinner, so that's why it was so late when I decided I need to cook something tonight.
Oh, okay.
The Super Bowl was going on.
I'm supposed to be hooking you up.
She stayed on all day. She getting ready to go on a leave.
Why? What's wrong?
Because her husband, he had a stroke. Year before last, I believe. And then after he had a stroke, he had a bad wreck.
Oh, goodness.
So his mind ain't been good since the stroke. Really, his mind hadn't been good. So she and then now she don't have an aide, anybody but her.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, what are y'all doing? Everybody been done what they supposed to be done when I get off this phone. Yeah.
Well, Mama, if I don't get there, go to the flower shop and get your bunch of roses and get her a balloon and say good luck.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that anyway.
And put it from my own.
Yeah.
But
that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. So she know I thought about her.
Yeah, we'll do that before. I call and order that because they can drop it by there. By the school. It'll be delivered to the school. That's a good idea.
Because, you know, when we went to camp,
mm-hmm.
and all of us brought their stuff for their, so I was like, I didn't know we could do this.
Oh, you know why you folk good.
I'm talking about Tyson and them, and Tim and them got mad at that stuff. And Tamika brought her stuff. I was like, I didn't know we could do this.
Oh, yeah. They could.
I bet y'all wasn't going to be hooked up this year when she got
you know,
that
so
gonna be
you what they can do.
I promise you, that wasn't going to be hooked up this year with you girl.
Was it just explaining you had gone?
Just tell me the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Lay me out of the rules and tell me and let me go.
Mm. What the weather doing up there?
Ooh, it was look pretty today.
Yeah, sure was pretty yesterday. It was cold yesterday. It was cold this morning, too.
It wasn't all that way. It was kind of cool this morning.
I went to bed with the heat on and woke up. Junior and went
to work.
Yeah.
He was.
I bought him this.
It ain't kicked in yet. Did y'all leave?
Yeah, he ready for some surprises, honey. He
oh, Lord.
I got to try to get the. What, boss?
He gonna get a surprise today.
Yes, you do.
Boy, you gonna really go. Yeah. You gonna go broke up and chat.
I know. Yeah.
He gonna get a surprise today.
Yeah, but it looks like to me it ain't as many as it was last time. I guess he get some Friday. I gotta get him some kind of tape because he gonna kill off if he don't get a tape.
Go then. Go in that thing he got.
Yeah. Well, let's say we went to at KB and then they had them on tapes on sale for like 24.
What kind of tapes?
Sega tapes.
Really?
Yeah.
Not much. You know you could get one of those.
Well, I don't know what is the right price for them things.
$24 is good.
I thought maybe they were trying to fool me.
For Sega tapes.
Yeah.
Some cartridges. $24.
He looked at what did he say? I think we looked at Power.
Because they used to call it about $40 and $50.
Yeah, that's what was on them. They had those Powers. I think the Power range was about $20.
Because I know those Super Nintendos run you good $40 and $50.
Yeah. But just about all of them, I guess, was on sale. They was like $24 and $29, $34. But they were regular price, $40 and $50.
That's what I'm talking about.
I should have went on and got one.
So, should have, because that would have had a good surprise for that. Hey, yeah, that would have helped me out.
He was with me, and then today I went out to Walmart and they had. Yeah. Yeah, but take a bath. Don't just put the toy.
Oh,
I went and had a bunch of stuff on cleaners. I ain't but I got some wrapping paper, Christmas wrapping paper. It was $1. But it was $3.20 something.
Now I got to remember we put it in.
Got to remember to try to keep it. You know me. Mm-hmm. Be trying to use it. I've been thrown away in October.
Because you probably been aware this me cleaning thing.
Yeah, I'm tired of this moving from place to place. I've been thrown away. And, well, anyway, he walk around here. But they had he always liked to play with y'all shaving stuff, shaving cream, took all over his face. He'd go in there and put that stuff all over his face.
Ooh, heavy salt on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
He'd go in and take the cream, put it all over his face. But they had this little,
shaving
kit. Yeah, they had Spider-Man and the
Lion King
and all.
That child ain't even got no hair.
No.
Be back in the best shaving.
Well, I bought him a Spider-Man. And he saw it when he was coming in. He saw it through the bag. He just so nosy.
Yeah.
At first, he was outside playing. I said, well, I can get down without him, take it on. And
that's be the brother. I don't know what you're talking about.
And here he come. Whoa.
Nosy.
Who's Spider-Man game? I said, that ain't no game. Yes, it is, Mama. I know that's my surprise. I know that. You said, that's my Spider-Man game. I said, that is not a Spider-Man game. Yes, it is, Mama. You just want a surprise. I'm on a surprise. I'm just trying to surprise him. Yeah, I told him he's gonna be surprised when he look at it. So I got the pen in his closet and pick it out. But it was like $2.50. It was on sale for $2.50. Regular price about $6. You find a lot of stuff on sale. But you can't never see what else Walmart got as far as the Sega thing, because they got them locked up or something.
Yeah, you got to ask them.
Yeah, man.
You don't get to tell. Those folks done came by there and swiped them things.
Yeah,
them things expensive.
That's true, because them people, they had them up behind their place there. And then, you know, I wanted to do, I guess they probably never had none. I thought about maybe the movie places might have something for sale, but I guess they rent them things, so I guess you don't never get to win them. They probably don't sell them.
I don't think they would.
I'm going to try to find them one for me, I guess. But, well, like I said, I didn't know whether that was a good buy or not.
Yeah, Mom, that was a good buy. When you catch something like that, if it's up under $30, more than likely it's
really
a good buy.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, shoot, though, I'm going to call got some, but it was something with the Simpsons, and they had it like $15.
That Simpsons thing ain't worth nothing. But you get it, but Wooga might like it. But as far as me sitting down there trying to play it, I don't think it's worth it.
That's another thing. You don't know what to get and what not to get. I know, I'm sick of seeing him playing that old, the one they got, that old fighting and killing thing.
Can he play it now?
No, he be playing on it.
He probably done learned a couple of moves on that thing by now, where much he was playing when I was at the house.
I've been meaning winning the gold mine.
Uh-huh.
And he said, come on, Mama, play with me, whatever this thing. Well, you know, I can't understand.
It was a Spider-Man.
Somebody was on the Spider-Man. He wanted to play some other kind of knockdown, drag-out thing.
Because I know me, him, and Beanie all played a game together.
That's probably the one that he had me.
I know me.
You ain't finna use all that? I only put a little bit in. Oh, well, good.
I know all three of us played against China.
Maybe that's how me wanted me to
play. Trying to beat somebody.
Hold on. Man. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Be there! Okay, come get Mario stuff.
He down in dead, huh?
Yeah. Be there. Look at that closet and get Mario clothes and book bag and stuff. And sit that on the carport. Kay finna come in.
I'm so proud of him.
In that closet.
Look in there. Y'all ain't got me to send and go and do this.
Say what?
Yeah. I'm so proud of them, but then they ain't got me to nature where you sitting and going here and there.
Yeah, you know it.
Use me as the little guinea pig.
They'll do that, child. If they ain't got nothing else.
I ain't got life. I promise you, I ain't got no life. Look, I got a life. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I got stuff to do.
We're always figuring out what you got to do and what you ain't. See, it look right in there on top of that. On top at the bottom now. Yep, come here. Run there. Go here. Beanie, make sure his clothes, school clothes in there. Man, that's all this stuff here.
I know how folks always figure that had nothing to do. Beecher, could you?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to. Wait a minute.
Run here and run there. Always. And they always feel like I ain't had nowhere to go either.
I promise you,
Chill. I promise you,
they feel like you ain't had nowhere to go.